Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God. This is your brother. This is your friend. It is I. No, just me, guys, your boy Ron. Hope you guys are doing great on today. Today is June 7th. Today is Friday. Hope you guys are doing great. The sun's out, the sun's shining, the birds are chirping, man. I'm excited to be here. I truly, truly, truly am blessed to do what God allows me to do each and every day. And one of those things is get on here and talk to you guys. I really, really do appreciate you guys. And yeah, man, episode 8. This episode is going to be about, I was going to call it a mind made up. So it'll be mind made up / a mind renewed. Yes, yes, yes. A mind made up. Wow. And a mind renewed. So look, you already know, man. We go to scripture over here. So Ephesians 4:23 tells us. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man, I should have been better prepared. I thought I had it up. Hold on. But that's all right. We're going to get it. Ooh, they heard that notification, too. Yes. Somebody. Or maybe it was a sale that was made. Okay, Ephesians 4:23 tells us. And it reads, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. Let's go right before that. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. And to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. But I specifically was verse 23. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. A lot of us. We have a sheared. You know how like when you cooking. You cook steak and they say you shear the side, you know, it's burnt a little bit. You hold it on the heat a little longer and it builds a crust like texture and it gets hardened and blackened a little bit. And if you got the right seasoning on there, it definitely gonna get a little crispy, right? But a lot of us, man, our minds. Need to be renewed. Our minds need to be transformed, reconfigured to the things of God. Because, man, I mean, from my experience, man, I've been, you know, not just trauma, but certain behaviors and certain patterns are compartmentalized. They are what habits are. Something you've done for so long that it kind of is how you do things, right? But a lot of us, so many of us, we block so many of our blessings. Things never just happen the way they're supposed to. You're not able to receive. And I'm telling you guys, man, I've been on that loop and that pattern for so long, man. I've you know, it's just a crappy way of thinking, and a lot of people can relate to this. A lot of us who grew up, you know, in certain environments, right? It's easy to adapt the mindset of don't trust anyone. Everyone's out to get you. people trying to steal your spot, but there are genuinely people God put in your life that are genuinely there to help. They're genuinely there to help bring you to where God is trying to take you. But because of your mind, and that's just one of the things, that's just one thing, because some of us, our mind is filled with so much garbage, so much doubt, so much fear, so much it's literally a dump site. It's literally a landfill of just trash, just garbage. That's why that relationship didn't work. That's why the relationship you in is hanging on by a thread. That's why nothing seems to go right. Nothing seems to pan out. Nothing seems to happen. You can't hear God because your thoughts belong to Satan. Your thoughts belong to the enemy. Your thoughts have been controlled, influenced. And I never understood this, man, even with... You know, I have my brother, man. He always tells me, man, you know, make sure you eating good, you know. Like what you watching on social media, what movies you watching, what people, what conversations are you listening to or having. That's why I'm very, very careful with what I say and what I take into my ears. Don't get me wrong. I still have the things that I listen to that. Or for entertainment, right? Like who don't love a good movie? Who don't, you know, watch the shows that they like to watch, you know? But not like I used to. You know, it's very, I give my ear and my eyes very, I tend to them closely. You know, because in the process, man, of just healing and growing and allowing God's word to renew your mind first, that's when your mind can be made up. Now your mind is made up of the things of God. Now your mind is made up that I will serve you, God. I will serve the Lord. I will serve you with all of my being. Now my mind is made up because I know who I am. I know my purpose, right? But first, the renewing must happen. It has to be renewed. Your mind has to be renewed. Your mind has to be renewed. I mean, you know, this world has brought me through, not through anything, but God has brought me through everything that was sent or meant to destroy me. Let's give all glory to him. Hallelujah. But this world definitely has put a stain that was washed in his blood. Thank you, Jesus. On our conscience, man. You know, I used to think that I was just a loner. But truthfully, no. I put myself on an island. Right? Because my mind had become isolated and numb to not just love, but to relationships, to people. And we must. And I get it. There's so many different ways, not ways, but there's levels to healing. There's processes to healing. But if it is not rooted and founded in his word, in God's word, in his love, you will, there's no way out but through Jesus, but through his word. Man, I gotta be honest. I have to be honest, y'all. Because, man. You know, if I'll keep it on this level. I missed so many opportunities because, you know, my mindset wasn't there. My mindset wasn't there, you know? My mindset wasn't there. My mindset was not there. Yo, like, it became... Only because of his grace and mercy, I'll say that, man, that I'm able to even speak clearly and from a loving place when it comes to what I've been through. What I've been through. And you know, the effects, the things you do to others affects you as well. Especially when you begin to heal. Especially when you begin to heal. So when you begin to think clearer, you know, because my mind was so clouded with alcohol, weed, all types of stuff, right? You know, not just drugs and alcohol, but trauma. Trauma, emotional damage, and not emotional damage, but mental and emotional abuse. You know, because like I spoke about before, you know, people pleasing and, you know, being, you know, mishandled, misused. And I say this all the time. I forgot who I got it from, but you can use me, but don't misuse me. You know, and over time, people we begin to, you know, be affected by it. But I'm here to tell you, there's a way out. 'Cause the God we serve is a deliverer. He's a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But yeah, man, there's always so many things to pull from when it comes to the mindset. But I'm telling you, man, when we get in his word and you begin to truly reflect, truly just go a little deeper, man, and he begins to show you. He begins to show you. He begins to show you. So we're going to go to Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. We're going to go a few ahead, a few before that. We're going to go to verse 9 and read down. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. Man, you got to be truthful. That's the only way true healing happens. I remember when I began to really begin my healing process and really begin, God began to show me. Man, I didn't know how manipulative I was, how controlling I was. And it hurt and ruined a lot of my relationships. So many. And some, you know, God removed because they enabled it, or they weren't the best for me anyways. And maybe I picked up some things from certain relationships, but you know, like one of the biggest ones that suffered, man, was my relationship with like family, close family, like siblings, my mother, of course, the most important one, my wife, you know, let's just say the Lord has been our counselor. Seriously. But we had to have those truthful conversations, man. You have to. You got to do the work. You must do the work. You must do the work. You have to. Do the work on you. And once the work is being done, you'll begin to see the change. Others will begin to see the change. And now you are a conduit that the Holy Spirit can flow and use to affect others. But your mind, my mind on my money on my mind. Yeah, okay. I'll say this, seek first the kingdom, right? Seek first the kingdom. And if your mind isn't on God, how can you seek him? How? How? Look, man, this unveiling process is, it creates a state of vulnerability that is extremely uncomfortable. For me, I used to hide. I used to hide in or on the island, right? I used to hide there. And there's a difference between God hiding you and you just being completely isolated. And don't get me wrong, in your isolation, he's there. You can get away from everybody. You can go and do what, but you can't hide from God. Ooh, he's everywhere, omnipresent. You hear me? So, definitely, man, do the work. Take the time to get your mind right. Get your mind right. And how do we do that? By the reading of his word. I mean, get it in you. That way, once it's in you, it's on you. It come out you, you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But yeah, man, we're supposed to be taking the girls and Nathan to the park today. The summer started, man. The summer started. And a few years ago, man, I didn't necessarily understand the importance of, doing things with your children. Now, don't get me wrong, we've done things with our kids. But, you can do stuff with the wrong spirit or the wrong attitude. And I'm being very honest right now. A lot of times I'll be like, and my wife, she's so dope for that because she saved me as far as, like, when it comes to that. Like, she always plans the things and makes sure that we do those things. Because if it were left up to me, oh, man, I would have. But my mindset was, so, I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to do things. I didn't want to go. And that affected not just my kids, but, even with my wife, I understand why it's so important to think and consider. See, it goes back to your mind, right? You have to think and consider others. I know y'all are like, what? That's just duh, man. Your wife and your kid, that's just duh. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm I'm wanting and hoping that you guys can understand is that you must, because when you accept our Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior over your life, you become a new creature. You become a new being, a new thing, a new creation. And it starts in the mind. The mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So, and it's a process, guys. Do not get so, it's the little steps that lead to the big change. The little steps that lead to the big change. But it all starts with your mind. Because you can have His Spirit, but if your mind, if your soul ain't right, it's going to be a constant battle. And you must yield to His Spirit. You must. That's how the will of God happens. We got to yield. You must submit. So do the work. I love you guys. I hope this podcast helped. I hope now that you're in your process, God is renewing your mind, that you can get to the process of your mind being made up and knowing who you are and who He called you to be. Trust me, this unveiling process can be, but it's for the best. It's to reveal who God is and who He is to you and who you are to Him. And when you know that, oh my Lord, you are on your way. I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Man, just keep sharing, showing the love that you guys are showing. I know it's only the 8th episode, but you guys have been downloading by the hundreds. And, you know, to me, that's big. Because I promise you, it hasn't been any real marketing or promotion. Seriously, this is how I know He's just like, I'm going to rely on me. I'm going to get you there. But no, I appreciate you guys. Those of you in Japan, Belgium, the UK, the US, of course, you guys, this home. I appreciate everyone that's listening. That's downloading. We're a family, and I just appreciate you guys. I'm so grateful, so grateful. But hey, guys, that's my time. I hope you guys have a great Friday, a great weekend. Be safe. Keep God in all that you do. He will guide you and lead you to where He needs you to be. And that's only where I want to be. So I love you guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. And don't forget, your boy's birthday is coming up. Yes, yes, my birthday is coming up June 17th. I don't know, man. We'll do something special, go live or do something cool on my birthday. So, yeah, man, follow my social medias, Unveiled by Grace on Instagram. It's unve.by grace. Everything's Unveiled by Grace. TikTok, everywhere, Facebook. You can go there. Check me out. Send me birthday wishes. I appreciate that. And I'll see you guys in the next video. This is your boy, Ron, your man of God, your brother, your friend. And this is Unveiled by Grace. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Shalom.